When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to give some thanks? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, I am very thankful for this episode of Felicity. The Thanksgiving gods giveth, they did not taketh away. Maybe my sanity, but they definitely giveth. Since this is a Thanksgiving themed episode, I would love to know what you're the most thankful for in this middle of June, beginning of June.
Are we talking about in my personal life or about Felicity?
In your personal life. Let's get personal here.
Let's get personal. I'm very thankful for two things. One, that we're getting some much needed rain because my lawn was looking very crunchy in a fun way.
Yeah.
And two, for my little pup Rupert, because he's just a little shining star.
And yeah, he's bringing joy into your life.
He's bringing a lot of joy. Yesterday we got together with my husband's cousin and her girlfriend, and they brought their puppy, Shirley, who's a little bit older than Rupert, but not by much. Mm-hmm. And I was a little nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they get along. Like, I hope he can have a dog to play with. And they got along like peas and carrots. They freaking tumbled and wrestled for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. And they nonstop bark loudly the whole time?
No, not really at all. Shirley makes some, they call them Chewbacca noises, because it's wild noises. But no, they really didn't make much noise at all. Just, you know, puppy noises.
The Thanksgiving gods really are give a thing.
They are.
I just want to complain a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Because you didn't say that you were thankful for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm also obviously very thankful for you and your friendship. Our friendiversary is coming up. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, in 20 days. Well, 19 days, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, on the 28th. June 28th. Yeah, our friendiversary. Yeah, it's coming up. 4 years of friendship?
It is 4 years of friendship. In fact, we did become friends in 2020, the year that we don't talk about because it's 2020.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. All right. So it's coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am thankful. My partner and I are moving to Indianapolis at the end of this month from St. Louis. And I am very thankful that although it was very, very stressful looking for places, we wound up looking at like more than like 20 places.
Oh my gosh. How many did you actually end up like applying for? Was it just the two?
Two. Yeah. Wow. We applied to two. But I'm thankful that, you know, even though it was really stressful, it was a lot, it's still competitive out there, which is wild. But yeah, that we got something that we really love and we're excited to go. And it's a beautiful home that I can see ourselves staying in for definitely for the long haul, definitely for the 3 years that we signed a lease for.
It's a 3-year lease.
Yeah, we decided to do a 3-year lease. So
I didn't even know that existed.
Well, we asked for it. You know what it is? Like, so like I only moved once when I was a kid from one side of town to the other side of town. Right. And then in the last 7 years, I have moved like 4 or 5 times.
It's too much. Yeah.
And I'm really not used to that much change. And then on the other side of things, like Adam was always moving around as a kid and he hated that. And we both really just want something that we can just be there and be comfortable with.
So that's really nice. And I'm sure like there is a upside to like locking in. Like, I don't know if it matters in terms of rent, like, and stuff.
No, they still increase, but at least we know it's coming. Like, they put it,
you know,
in
it's coming
lease.
And you're locked in. So you're not like, oh, now I have to like find a new place to live after a year. And you can like get to know the area as well. And then, you know what I mean? That's really exciting. I'm so happy for you guys because I've seen pictures and it looks really pretty and it's just like very, very exciting. You're going to have a yard for the dogs again. Like, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward. So we're thankful.
Everyone's thriving.
We're thriving. We're thankful in the beginning of June, even though we are covering a Thanksgiving episode of Felicity. And it seems as though Felicity, like Friends, like other 90s shows, really makes Thanksgiving a thing.
Yeah, this was not something I was aware of, Sarah. Like, every show is a little different. Some are like, oh, we love Christmas, Friends loves Thanksgiving. I wasn't expecting Thanksgiving to be like the holiday for Felicity, but I'm here for it because it always causes some drama. It's always like a little bit of a hot mess.
Yeah.
It's usually, and you have a lot of characters all in the same room, which, you know, I really like. And I was really happy, Sarah, that not only are Felicity and David over already, like, so quick.
Aren't they? Maybe. We'll talk about it.
But I would like to posit that it also seems like Noel and Ruby, that's her name. I think there's trouble in paradise, which we will get into. So I'm really thankful for this episode because it was really, really fun. And you know, Sarah, if anybody has listened to our Dawson's Creek coverage, they know there is nothing more that we love than drunk, sloppy shenanigans.
We love mess over here.
Love mess.
We love mess. Now, I'm a little mad at everybody. Not everybody. I'm a little bit mad at Felicity. I am going to propose something right here, right now.
Okay.
Felicity is the B-list person.
Whoa.
She is not A-list.
This is interesting. Okay. Yes. I'm going to have to ruminate on this a little bit. Now, are you saying that David is A-list or is he also not A-list?
I don't think he's A-list either.
Okay. That's what I was concerned about because I was like, I don't see him A-list. But
I think, okay. So now I think if two B-list people find each other, they become A-list for each other, which is really
that makes sense.
Which is really like the ideal thing. You know what I mean? I think Noel, although at first glance he might be A-list, the dick is trash. He is a repeat offender cheater, which is terrible. And also he's a little whiny. Although he has pillowy lips that we would all like to kiss, he's a B-list guy. Felicity has so many issues. She's a B-list girl. Although when Noel and Felicity get together, they become A-list for each other. This is the equation. I don't know about science. I'm not Elena. I didn't take organic chemistry or whatever. But I know the mathematics of love.
Yeah, I can pick up what you're putting down. I think I can see it. I think that it's, you know, with Felicity being our main character, it's very easy to be like, oh, she's A-list. But like at this point, is she like, not to come back to the haircut again, but her hair's not looking as beautiful as it once was. She's like really unsure of what she actually wants. And I mean, she also does the thing that in a scene later in this episode that really like gets under my skin a little bit, where it's like the woe is me, I'm the worst person in the world.
She's like, just I'm the Ben. I'm the Ben.
I'm callous. And literally the only reason she's doing that is so she can have Elena, who's her BFF, pick her back up and be like, no, girl, you're not. Like, you're not. That gets on my nerves a little bit. It's a little bit of the like, went back in the day with like Facebook or MySpace or even AIM, if we're going really far back,
when people
would be like, I'm so sad, I don't want to talk. And it was like, they obviously just wanted people to be like, girl, are you okay? Are you all right?
What's wrong? Tell me, text me or call me if you need me. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's pretty much a mess. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I love the episode, but Felicity is like such an asshat. So we're in Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving time. She tells her parents that she is not coming home because she is running from them. She is running from them from things as little as the haircut and as big as that she changed her major and she's dating somebody who is 6 years older than her. I don't know, but I didn't realize.
He's in grad school and she's an undergrad, so he can't be more than like four. Well,
we learn in this episode that he's 25. He's 25.
Okay, so yeah, he's about 6 years older than.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, it's fine. He's still in school
is my thing. Like, going back to the Maggie and Ben of it all, they're still in the same place in life.
That's a good point, because Maggie and Ben are like 7 to 8 years apart.
But it's not about that. It's about what you're up to in your life. And they're both still in school. They're both kind of in a similar place. The only problem is, Sarah, that he seems like he is way more ready to settle down than Felicity is at this moment.
Which tracks. I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense that a 26, 25-year-old guy is looking for a serious relationship.
Yes.
I mean, maybe, maybe not, but yes, in the grand scheme of things, more so than a 19-year-old girl. I think she's 19.
I think that sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're like, he's like, oh, well, let's just get some like frozen turkey dinners, like no, a pressure-free Thanksgiving. And they're like into that. Okay. So they start making out. And now instead of the like sock or scrunchie on the door handle, Megan and Felicity have an agreement. If you put a post-it on the door. Now, Sarah, I think this is a flawed plan.
Yes. And are you disparaging Lisa Kudrow's post-it? Well, Lisa Kudrow's formula of glue.
Because I think if you don't have the stickiest of post-its, that shit could fall off the door and you're going to get a whoopsie daisy peekaboo. I think you have to go with something that is not as flawed, like a scrunchie or a sock, because if the reason is like, oh, a post-it is more subtle, I don't think you're fooling anybody. I think no matter what you do, it's going to be pretty obvious. So you might as well go for something that is more likely to stay on the door.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I just think that this is so offensive to Romy and Michelle.
Who I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Worked so hard on their formula of glue. And they're important businesswomen. They get the important businesswoman special. Mm-hmm. And you are hurting me so bad.
Yeah, I'm being really rude.
Yeah, so rude. Well, Megan barges in. I think that even if the post-it was on the door, Megan would ignore it. And Felicity freaks out at her because normally Megan just does like Megan things and is just like screwing around with Felicity. And I love how Megan is like, well, I was going to tell you what I saw downstairs, but now I'm not going to do that because you're being mean to me, which is, we love a petty queen. Yes. Of course.
This episode might be my like, well, I've liked other Megan moments, but like, I really liked the Megan moments in this episode because she's queen of petty. And yes, Felicity has a right to be mad because she did just barge in rather than like knocking and being like, hey, Felicity, but that's not Megan's style. Megan was actually doing Felicity a solid for once.
Which she does do sometimes when she's feeling it.
Yeah. Watching a dog? No, not going to help. Telling you your parents are here while you're about to have sex with your boyfriend? Yes, she will help you out.
She'll help you. And then we see Felicity's parents come right in. Yeah. They knock, which is very respectful. But Megan like lets them in. And is like, come
opens
right
the
in.
Door right open. Yeah. Come and they're like, you know, Felicity's shirt is like a little unbuttoned. Like they're not nude, but it's obvious.
She's being a little slutty. Are these the same parents as we initially saw?
Oh God, the question. I don't know. They look similar enough to me.
Yeah, I mean, blonde mom with curly hair and brunette dad. So I'm going to assume that's the same.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're not Googling it or finding out like a respectable podcaster is because we don't want spoilers.
I don't want spoilers. Because what if one of the parents dies? Then I'd be spoiled on it.
Yeah, I mean, been there, done that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Also, Felicity's nipples were out all episode. I saw so much Carrie Russell nipple.
They didn't have pasties back then.
I think they did, but like I think like just like Jennifer Aniston, I think that she wanted the nipples to be shown.
Okay, I could see it. It's a little salacious. Maybe she's trying to get attention away from the haircut. Look down at my nipples.
You know what? It worked. She's talking to Sally. We're not done with Sally. I thought Sally was done.
Well, listen, we haven't heard from Sally, so that's all I care about. As long as it's just Felicity talking to Sally, I'm good.
So Janine Garofalo, or whatever the fuck her name is, got fired.
Yeah, but goodbye. Good riddance.
She's still bopping.
Yeah. And so her parents, this is a flawed plan on her parents' part, right? Because they're like, oh, because you couldn't come to Thanksgiving because you have so much work to do, we thought we'd surprise you. And I think this is a bad idea. I think this is never a good idea to surprise up to someone's place.
I agree with that. I also think that there's a non-zero chance that her parents were like, let's check in on her.
I agree. I think they're worried and I think they want to know what she's up to.
Yeah. Which is like unfortunate for Felicity, but as a parent that like your kid's on the other side of the country, you know, she's a little flighty. She doesn't show up for Thanksgiving. I would be interested. And as we know that Felicity's hiding a lot of stuff from her parents. She's not really including them in like even social stuff. Like obviously they didn't know about David. So they're just trying to do their parent thing. It sucks as the child to be walked in on, but so is life.
Yeah. And so I also love that Megan has this like persona that she puts on, not just for her own parents, but also for like every parent.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I have to go. The hardest part is making sure you're helping the kids. And I'm starting a recycling campaign.
Yeah. Megan is good with parents, and which is a skill. It's a big skill.
Yeah. So that is like, it's too funny. So, yeah. So they're like, okay, we're going to a restaurant for Thanksgiving dinner. We don't care if you already have plans, and we're going to go shopping all in New York City and you can get your studying done. And they like look at David. And he says, I am studying. Just kidding. And so, yeah, like Felicity tries to kind of like blow them off. But they invite David, and Felicity is like immediately like, no, 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 no. Like, I think she's just not really ready for that step, the like meet the parents step. But David, and this is where I think David has maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel like this is a conversation you might want to have with each other before like you both are committing to like a dinner with one of the people's parents.
Sure.
Because David is like, oh, if I'm not intruding, and they're like, yeah, great, sounds perfect.
I mean, David's kind of in a tough spot here, because the thing is that when you meet your partner's parents for the first time, you definitely want to do a good impression. And I think that he's, especially when they're right here, right in front of him, like he's just trying to make a good impression, have them like him. Like, he's trying to kind of like play the parent game.
Yeah.
So the parents aren't really giving them the space for them to discuss as an adult couple together before making a decision. Right. He's just trying to, like what he says, like, no, and then like that looks really bad.
He's in a really tough position. He's really like put on the spot and kind of forced to make a decision without them being able to have a conversation about it first. I'm not really blaming him because he does a few things that I feel like I wouldn't do, which we'll get into, but I think he's doing the best he can in this situation that's happening, especially given he wants to be serious with Felicity. Like, he says he's falling in love with her later this episode. So,
So,
meanwhile, let's talk about Ben's storyline this episode. Javier wants him to work on Thanksgiving because there's going to, this is so weird. Okay. Like, it feels a little forced to me, Sarah, that there's a cafe. This is a cafe. Okay. Like a coffee shop. And apparently Maggie's husband wants to throw this really fancy party at a freaking coffee shop.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a coffee shop. I just think that it's because I feel like they also, in the real Dina and DeLuca, it's like kind of like a little marketplace too. I don't know. They want to rent a space that serves food and drinks. And I don't think it's too wild.
I just think like you'd go to a restaurant for this, not like a...
Well, if it's a last minute, I don't know. We don't have to talk about the logistics of it all.
Either way, he's going to pay Ben double. And he says, I also need you to like, if you have any friends that like also want to be servers, that I could pay them double too. And he's like, great, my roommates would love to help out, and he's gonna give him money over the table. And Ben says, "No, it's under the table."
Under the table, yeah. I am. So I've done like cater waiter type stuff before, a lot actually. My mom actually started it. She would do parties on Thanksgiving before, mm-hmm. because she didn't want to spend time with us, but but I didn't work on Thanksgiving. I like purposely chose not to, but I did work on Christmas Eve because the little Jewish girl did not have places to go, and it was you get extra money. Yeah, like you get good money for working holidays. So I, especially for a college student that's like not really like going home to see their family, I think that's a incredible job. I used to make like $400 in one night.
Oh yeah, like you make a lot of money, especially on holidays. And if they're like, we know Ben could use the money. Yeah, assuming
poor as fuck.
Yeah, assuming Julie can use the money. I think Sean is a little bit of an Epo baby, so he probably doesn't need the money, but he's going to help out a friend. So this seems like a great opportunity for all of them. So we'll see how that works out in a bit.
And if you work with like a good family, I mean, I know this is not a family. Like, I worked like personal parties. Like, I was over at people's, I've worked parties too, but I used to get invited every year to work on Christmas Eve, and like I felt so welcome.
I mean, I worked, so I've done a little bit of like catering type of stuff, but mostly like because I worked at a restaurant, and then you know they did like it wasn't okay, so maybe it wasn't, it was more like events is what I should say.
No, totally.
At the restaurant they would have like baby showers, bridal showers, whatever.
But I'm
very familiar with working holidays because I used to work at a rest area, and those don't close on holidays. So I often would work like a 4-hour shift, get paid double. So it's like you worked an 8-hour shift. They're going to be working at a little party on Thanksgiving. And Felicity is over at Elena and Noel's talking about how like she's having a hard time breaking it to her dad that she's not going to be pre-med anymore. But they get interrupted because, get this, Sarah, Ruby can't make it back for Thanksgiving. She has a longer schedule in her movie. And the lead actress fell off a horse and pulled her patella. And Elena says, can't pull a patella. A patella is a bone. And so and he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to call her back. Okay. Do we think this is a lie from Ruby?
Yeah, I think it's a lie. I think it's something that a stupid idiot would say. And she doesn't know what patella is. And she got outed by Elena, who is the only, like, the actual smartest person in the room. And I think that if Noel's not sus about this, then I don't know. Maybe Noel needs to. I think that something's going on. Maybe Ruby's very lost suspicious. Interested.
Maybe she's having sex with Tom Cruise.
You think that she's having sex with Tom Cruise?
Do you think that isn't that who she's in the movie with?
Yeah, no, I know she is. But like, do you think that this is where we're heading? An affair with. I don't know, a celebrity, somebody in the crew.
I think she's definitely, yeah. I think that she's like doing something that she doesn't want Noel to know about, basically, whether or not it's like having sex with someone in the crew. Which, I mean, he's gonna cheat on her, so whatever.
These kids, I swear to goodness, I did not cheat like these kids cheat when I was their age. I was such a committed girly.
Same, but I don't know, they're like getting drunk, they're college kids, you know. So then basically Elena's like, oh great, it's just gonna be me and Noel, but why don't you and your parents come over, like we'll have a bunch of food. And then it's like, oh well, David is supposed to come. And you can see very clearly Noel is like, oh wow, you guys are like serious then. Okay. And Elena's like, yeah, but if everyone comes here, it's going to be like a party. So it's not as much pressure on like the boy meets parents sort of situation. So they end up agreeing, okay, they're going to host Thanksgiving. I believe in Elena in terms of an organization, right? Like I believe, yes, she is the kind of girl who's like, I made a spreadsheet that says exactly when every food needs to be started so that everything will finish on time. You know, like that's the kind of girl Elena is. But this is a little bit of a messy Thanksgiving. I don't know if like it was her having to work with Noel or what the situation was. But it was a little messy.
Am I mistaken? In this Thanksgiving for two had then become exploded into a Thanksgiving of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, that's fair. They do get many unexpected guests, so that's not their fault. It was supposed to be
Thanksgiving for the two of them, and then Felicity is like, hi, I'm gonna bring 9 because of Megan. I'm gonna bring all of like New York City over, and your little like casual roommate Thanksgiving is now fucked.
Yeah.
Also, why didn't they like invite like Ben, Sean, and Julia if they're inviting everybody else?
Julie. And I had the same thought, but my only guess is I don't think Noel's going to want Ben to come over. I could see them inviting Julie, but Julie's probably like, oh, sorry, I'm working. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably just a scene we didn't get.
Yeah, they cut it. They cut the time. The logistics scene, of course.
Yeah.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the speaking of the trio, the roommates, they're talking about like, oh, after this thing, after the catering thing, we can all just do like Thanksgiving dinner together. And Sean mentions deep frying a turkey, which I feel like has come up on like a lot of shows that we've covered. And I've eaten deep fried turkey. It's delicious. It is dangerous. Like you have to do it outside and it's like kind of scary. I would never personally be the one doing it, but we had friends and they deep fried turkeys. So it's really good. I do have friends. I know. Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. My family did it 1 year too. I remember because there was like cat litter in our driveway for like years afterwards.
Cat litter in your driveway? Why?
Because to put out like the grease fire, you need like, I don't know, sand or gravel. Like we use cat litter because it's very, I don't know, it's like very.
But why was it there for years?
Because it just stays. I don't know. Okay. It's like gravel on your driveway. I don't know. I don't remember. We did it once, like 1 year we did like the turducken. Like this was like shit that like was popular in the early 2000s that like people were like really excited about. Just like doing stupid shit to your turkey instead of having like a normal Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. So yeah, so Javier has them sign contracts and Sean, I really want him to move on from smoothies, Sarah. It's growing tired.
Yeah, it seems really disgusting. I think the issue is that it's like a combination between like horseradish sauce, wasabi, and mustard. And it sounds very spicy.
It doesn't seem like anyone enjoys it. And I don't understand why he keeps going for it. Like, and he says like, oh, I'm going to need an exclusivity clause because you're going to have smoothies on every platter, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Sean, I love your inventions, but can we move on from smoothies, please?
No, he's like a dog with a bone. He can't stop.
No, he really can't. And then we find out that it is Maggie's party because she arrives to like finalize the plans with Javier. And it's like, well, this is gonna go poorly.
Yeah, I mean, this was really, really bad. And like, I don't know. It seems like these are important people. Like, and I guess Javier can't like turn it down, especially because it's, I don't know, like he's the manager, like he doesn't own Dean and DeLuca. So it's kind of a mess. And obviously, Ben is in a really bad situation. Like he knows that he's kind of getting in the middle of something. He can't really get out of it. He is the only one that Javier can really rely on in this situation. So he's kind of effed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. This was like, oh my God. So Felicity takes her parents to their local hangout, which we've seen them there a bunch of times at this point. I don't remember the name. I know it has a name, but I don't remember
Epstein
what it is.
Epstein Bar.
Epstein Bar. That's right. And
I remember because that's still a disease and I can't get it out like that.
And her dad immediately is like, oh, this is like a bar. And she's like, it's more of a cafe. And he's like, I don't know. It's kind of like a pub. And he's like, commenting.
Kind of hanging out in a place though. You're kind of a drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much what he's saying. And then he's commenting on David's age and, oh, he's so much older than you. And so they've been dating only a month. So
yeah.
Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And her dad, like, again, like, they're commenting on her hair, which her mom says she likes it, but we all know she hates it.
Yes. Yeah. We all know that everybody thinks that she's an ugly hoe.
Sure. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, they pretty much are like, wow, so you're an alcoholic, a slut, have a terrible haircut, and are dumb because you're no longer pre-med.
Well, yeah, because then they're like, okay, well, you know, you have your ugly haircut, fair. How's like chemistry going? And then Felicity's just like gobsmacked. Like she knew this question was coming.
Yeah.
She knew. She really like she could have prepped. She could have come up with an answer. She stared at her parents like a fish out of water. She guppy mouthed them.
She did.
Like, I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah. It's like, no idea.
Well, parents, in actuality, I dropped out.
Yeah, yeah. I have stopped being pre-med. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, my schedule is so full. I really wanted to take all these art classes and like I really, really love art. And I like that she's honest at least. Like she says I didn't want to give up everything I liked to pursue something I wasn't like passionate about. But her dad is like, again, he's really stuck on all these things. Like, it's not just the one thing. It's okay, you dropped pre-med, you're dating a much older man, you hang out at a bar, and and you cut like, your hair and didn't tell us.
It's more like, are you in a manic episode? Because it seems as though like everything is in flux for you. I would be, once again, maybe this is my age showing, starting to like understand what like the parents feel and think. If it was my child, I would be concerned too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. It is a lot, especially Felicity's an only child, right?
Felicity is an only child.
So I have to imagine she was like very, she was very much in communication with her parents for the majority of her life. And then so suddenly she's very, very independent, moving all the way to New York City and basically not telling them these big life events that are happening. And they are a little bit like, you know, helicoptering around her a little, like they want to know the deets.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I think that it's your responsibility to, if you see your child like going through so many changes, like check-ins, we gotta do some check-ins.
Yeah. I just think it's, I mean, she's also like, she, like to her point, she says, you guys, there's a lot of stuff like you don't know about me, because let's face it, like when you go away to college, like that first year of college is like big, like there are a lot of changes that you know, you're no longer in your small hometown or something, like you're really exploring and trying new things.
Yeah, like, and the pots.
Like, I'm sorry, what? Oh, like pot? You mean pot? Not the pots. So pots is a medical condition, and that's why I was very confused.
No, 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 no,
like the pots. And I'm like, someone has pots?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the marijuana.
But it also seems obvious to me that Felicity doesn't tell people information when she feels like they're going to judge her for it. And so that seems like the very obvious reason that why she didn't tell her parents any of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you're right, because she did say like, you people are judging me and I don't like this energy. I'm removing myself from the situation, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah, so she kind of like storms off and like doesn't talk to her parents until the next day when her mom shows up at work. But for now, they're getting the cold shoulder.
Yeah, so Felicity leaves, goes back to her dorm, and Megan is planning a Thanksgiving dinner for the dorm that won't happen because she just doesn't do it. It's going to count towards her community service hours. But she does say, she's like, listen, your boyfriend is here again, which is annoying. And he was just leaving her a note. She's like, oh, well, I thought you were like busy. He's like, yeah, but I was thinking of you and I wanted to stop by. So I did. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, actually, you know, I have work and we're going to go to Nolan and Elena's. Now, let me just stop here and say, This is where I start to not be as much on David's side. It is sweet, the drop by. It's sweet. I can understand why Felicity would feel a little smothered at this point.
I guess, but I also feel like, I don't know.
If you're not there, if you're not where he is, which is, I want to be in a committed relationship, like I'm falling in love with you, I could see this as being like, whoa, bro, like you're moving a little fast here.
She showed up at Ben's all the time. She like showed up to Ben's and yelled at him for not wanting to be in a couple's costume.
I'm not saying she's not a hypocrite.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that's what it is.
So they've been dating a month.
A month. I mean, I don't even think at that age, a month is too early to say I love you. I know for a fact when I was 18 years old dating my boyfriend, I mean, I think that we said I loved you in less than a month. Like when you're 18, 19, I mean, of course, he's older, but like, I don't even think that's like too crazy. My current, I mean, once again, we were friends for years, but like, I definitely said I loved you quickly as well. Like, and I just feel, I don't know. Like, I just don't think it's that crazy.
It's not. So I think it's not that, like, in my opinion, I think if you want to say I love you after a week, like, you know, more power to you. However, I think you have to gauge where that other person is. I think that's the mistake that maybe David is falling into, is like not really. And also, Felicity hasn't explicitly said anything at this point either. Like, Felicity isn't being a really great communicative partner at this point, but it's, you got to try to read of like, where are they in their, you know, opinions on this relationship. So it gets worse, Sarah, because, David's mom, who is, let's not forget, Felicity and Noel's art teacher, professor, she usually travels for Thanksgiving, but this year she's not. And so she wants to meet your parents. What?
No, once again, like, I feel like at this age, it's not that crazy.
It is crazy. It's been a month. It's been a month.
No, when I was 18, 19, like, my parents met my boyfriend's parents. Like, I think, like, now, it, like, as a 30 whatever year old woman, like, I do think it's like, I mean, like, I've been together with Adam for, it's almost gonna be 11 months in a few days, which isn't that crazy how time goes by?
That's a long time. Do you guys have anything? Well, wait, by the one year, you'll have already moved, right? You'll be, so you guys, oh my god, you have to plan something fun.
Well, yeah, we're actually so you remember I told you that the Cubs game that we went to, the Cubs Cardinals game that we went to, got rained out.
Oh, yeah.
It interestingly enough got rescheduled for the day of our anniversary.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're coming back and we're going to go to the game and we're going to be back in St. Louis, which is very like sweet because that's kind of like where our relationship started. So so we already have plans for that, but I get it. Like, I am thinking of the day that my mom, sister and my mom's partner meets Adam's family, and it does give me the ick, and I can't imagine when that's going to happen until, like, I don't know, the wedding day. It's going to be like meet the Fockers. It's going to be like kind of crazy. Yeah.
That's where I stand. It's like, my family didn't meet Will's family until we were engaged. Actually, like, I'm trying to think if they even met before. They may not have even met. They may have met like when the week of the wedding, even, you know, like so it's wild to me. I think it's kind of crazy to have your family meet in this way if you haven't even exchanged I love yous yet. It's just so much pressure. And like,
once again, but when I was 18, like, think back to your high school relationship.
Yeah, but even then our parents didn't meet for a very long time.
I think like my parents met my ex's family pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's just I'm just with Felicity and like, gosh, this is a lot.
It's a lot, but also I don't think it's like outlandish for David to make the assumption that like this is not going to be a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see both sides of it, but like still it just would, I understand where Felicity's coming from. So everyone's going to be at Nolan Elena's. And then Ben visits Maggie at her catering, whatever the hell, and is like, why are you throwing a party like where I work? And she's like, listen, you know, my husband's doing it. Like, he knows I love that place and he had it there last year. And like, Ben is starting to get guilty, Sarah, about this because now he's met her husband. He seems really nice. He got her this like special cake because she loves butterflies, and so he's starting to feel very guilty. And Maggie is like, oh, is that why you haven't called? Bitch, I can't. I'm just like, I thought this is where I start to hate this storyline, Sarah. I wanted this to be a fun little fling, okay? Yeah. I didn't want this to be like, oh, now we have feelings.
Yeah. I mean, it no longer becomes like a fun little thing, fling, a thing fling. Yeah.
A thing fling, because, yeah.
Yeah, it's now gotten messy because Maggie is letting it get messy. Like, she is like basically, And I think like she purposely wants to get caught, especially after this episode, because she's mad because her husband's a cheater. Right. So like, I think that she is purposely getting messy. She has the power. If she wanted to keep this thing hidden, she would have said to her husband, like, no, I'm kind of over that place. Or like, I would like to do it somewhere different this year.
I agree.
Let's do that. Like, she is going into this wanting to get caught because she's pissed. She's pissed, which is like fine, but also it's just messy for Ben, right?
Yeah, so, she doesn't care if her husband punches Ben or like does something awful to Ben, because she's doing this like directly as a result, as like a way to get revenge on her husband for cheating on her.
Yeah. I mean, for her, it's probably best if they get caught.
Like, she wants to get caught. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you. So we're a messy town, and like, Ben has taken the train and he is choo-chooing, but he wants to get off. He just has no control over what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go back to Dean and DeLuca, speaking of, and I love Javier meeting Felicity's mom. Your daughter's an angel. You have no idea how much I love her. This is really so emotional.
I'm so emotional. Yeah. It was really adorable.
I love this. And yeah, like, I really liked this moment from Felicity's mom. I thought it was really great to have her come alone without her dad, who, in my opinion, is obviously a little bit more of the judgy one of the two of them, and say, I'm really sorry. Like, we shouldn't have implied you guys are like moving fast. And, you know, I'm really excited to like get to chat with him on Thanksgiving. And they bought him a really nice like collection of photographs because they know he's a photographer. And I thought this was a really, really nice gesture. Her mom doesn't know like where Felicity stands. For all she knows, Felicity's very serious about this guy. I think this was a very kind gesture to basically be like, we're sorry if you felt judged by anything we said. You know, we're supportive.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that this was a really nice gift and thought, and it shows that she was listening and that she's trying to find common ground between David's interest in hers. It's very, very, very nice. Felicity gets the ick. And we're just, I don't know, we're kind of going on the mess. And I think that once again, like, Elena just doesn't help the situation at all, because I don't know, if Elena comes and is like supportive of all of this and is like, you know what, like, this is really sweet. Just like, see how it goes. Like, yeah, it seems like a lot, but like, I don't know. Like, I think that if Elena uses more supportive words instead of being like, oh, this is too soon, like, you're not feeling this, like, I think that Elena kind of fuels the fire at times.
I do too. I definitely think Elena gets Felicity a bit more in her own head about this.
Yeah, she riles Felicity up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, but I also think there's a part, because I agree with both things, where like, I think Elena really pokes at Felicity in a way that like gets her to like rethink everything and think overthink everything. But I also think Elena can tell when Felicity's like not feeling something. And so she's trying to like pull it out of her, you know? So I can kind of see it both ways, but I think she pushes a little too hard at times.
Yeah, like, she pushes. And she, like, yeah, maybe she does have this, like, instinct that, like, Felicity is doing something off. But, like, she pushes. She's, like, having Felicity ruminate and, like, obsess over this. And then, like, when she's so anxious, Felicity's so anxious and is like, I need to talk to David now, because Elena's just been sitting there for an hour and a half telling her how like bad the situation is. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, yes, like, her, she's probably getting so anxious. She's probably getting so nervous. She's like, this is like an emergency. Like, I have to figure this out now. And then Elena's like, well, don't bring it up now. It's Thanksgiving. It's like, well, you didn't have to bring all this up shit up now. It's Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you could have been like, oh, like, maybe I can like bring this up to Felicity tomorrow.
After- yeah, she basically is like, listen, if he likes the gift, then like, you know,
then you're fucked. then you're in it.
Yeah. And if he says it's too fast, then you're on the same page, which again, I kind of agree with. But also, I think she's like putting Felicity in a bad mental headspace right before this Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, like you rile the person up, and then when they like bite or like fight back, then you're like, why are you like getting so defensive? Or like, why are you blah, blah, blah? It's like, well, you just like, you know, you feel this fire and now the fire is out of control. It's wild. It really is. So she does this little test with David and is like, oh, she's like, oh my gosh, my mom got you this gift. Like, that's so crazy, right? And David's like,
yeah.
Oh no, it's great because I got them a gift too.
Yeah. Oh, and again,
which once again, like if I was kind. In David's space, I'm like, that's what you should do. Like, you know, when I first met my my ex's family, I brought them a fucking like gift basket. I was like, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to make a good impression. You're trying to make them like you. Like, you don't want to have issues. There's nothing worse than when your in-laws hate you. It's horrible. Yeah.
And I think the gift that he gets them is very thoughtful, not over the top. Like, it's a book about New York. So whenever they come to visit, they, like, can, like, go look at where they they should be seeing, which is very sweet. But I don't know. And I also like, I have to cut Felicity down a little bit here. I think she needs to be a little bit more clear in her communication. If she's not on that wavelength with him, she should let him know, because it's obvious he doesn't know that. Maybe he does later when he mentions, like, you know, oh, out yesterday, blah, 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 blah. But here he says, oh, how could I not like your parents? They're part of you. The person I'm falling in love with.
Yeah. I mean, this gives Felicity the ick again.
Immediately. And so she says to Elena, like, things were going so well. Like, we were just hanging out. I really like him. But and Elena's distracted. She's trying to get more salad supplies because they have a lot of people coming to dinner, and Noel's not helping much, I guess. And like, Felicity, this is where Felicity gets on my nerves, Sarah, because she's just like, I mean, I don't know. He's like, he's moving very quickly. And oh my gosh, I'm the Ben. I've led him on, and I'm callous, and I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, okay, Felicity, you're going overboard here. Like, you need to be reined back in. You're being a little bit overdramatic about this. I think you just need to be honest with him and like have a freaking conversation instead of like repeatedly just brushing things under the rug and pretending they're not there. You need to have a conversation with this guy. But I love Elena, Sarah, because I could see both sides of this. If I'm Elena, I'm like, do not do this at the Thanksgiving party with both sets of parents there, like, in my apartment. Absolutely not. Do not do that tonight. And Felicity says, like, yeah, okay. Like, but if I'm Felicity, Sarah, I have a really tough time. Like, I just need to say it now. Like, I cannot wait any longer.
Well, yeah, like, I understand, like, where Felicity is coming from, like, and I agree, like, it's not good to, like, hold on to stuff. Like, it is better to talk it out. But, like I was saying before, like, you cannot blame Felicity for needing to talk it out now. When Elena just spent the last, like, couple of hours just being like, this is a, like, what is it, fire five alarm or whatever it's called. Yeah, I don't know.
Elena really is just like amps Felicity up and then it's like, why are you so amped up?
Yeah. Which would, you know, honestly, it would drive me crazy if I was her friend. I'd be like, I'm amped up because you told me to be amped up. I'm feeling amped up.
Yeah.
I'm feeling so much pressure. I'm like freaked out.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why do you have to bring it up now? It's like, because you told me it was an emergency.
Especially like it's way worse when like, oh my God, now our parents are going to meet and I need to tell him we're moving too quickly. Like, it's all just like the worst possible thing, worst timing and everything, especially for poor Noel, who's left at the apartment to like set the table and everything. And then freaking professor shows up like the earliest of everyone with all these bottles of like alcohol and stuff. And it's so awkward because that's your freaking professor in your apartment alone with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like Noel's whole thing about like, oh, the professor's here. Like, I didn't really care, but I guess that he...
Well, Yeah, but then it gets worse because then his ex's parents show up. Like, imagine being Noel here. This is awful.
Yeah, it's a pretty awkward situation that he's gotten himself in. And I guess that's why he over abused the mystery punch because...
Oh, please. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the professor basically is making party punch. And it seems as though it is like, I don't know. Like, so alcoholic.
It's kind of like jungle juice. Like, just, like, every alcohol you can imagine. Just throw it on in.
It's that. And it's just, like, the fact, like, you have one cup and you're already out. And Noel was, like, on, like, 5-6 cups.
Yeah.
Which I guess explains kind of, like, his situation of it all. Also, he's probably drinking because, like, everything is just so awkward.
Exactly. What else is he supposed to do? And he's like, oh, they, you know, Felicity and Elena, they'll be here any minute. But let's bop on over to Dean and DeLuca for this party where Sean is like forcing smoothies down people's throats. He's serving it with shrimp cocktail, forcing people to eat it. It's very obvious they don't like it, Sean. Yeah. Stop it.
It seems like nobody likes it. It seems as though it just really is gross.
Yeah.
As a businessman, like, you should realize that it's not working and just give it up. But I guess he's invested a lot of his time and money into this, and he just can't stop, won't stop with the smoothies.
I guess it just is like, I don't know why this is the invention of all inventions that he feels the need to like stick to, especially when, like, again, if you want to make a condiment, by all means, but if people aren't liking it, you have to like change the formula, change the recipe.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing a good job about like workshopping or like street testing this product, but then you have to take your findings into consideration.
Right.
And like revert, especially if you're trying to have it be like a successful product. It's not working.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and also, so then we hear that Maggie's husband, the reason for this event is to raise money for a local shelter. So, like, of course, Ben's going to feel like even worse about this. So,
yeah. Like, yeah. He's like, you know what? He's like, I don't know what I got myself into. This guy seems like a nice guy. Yeah. And I, you know, like, especially because Maggie, like, didn't fill him in. What's going on? He's like, I feel like scum. I am scum.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he goes in the back. He has to go get more dumplings. Maggie, in her infinite wisdom, again, she wants to get caught, shows up in the back. Oh, I just wanted to say hi and blah, blah, blah. And they're getting like really close. Ben looks like kind of uncomfortable, but he's also not really telling her to leave. And they get interrupted by Julie, who's like, oh, your husband is like looking for you. Again, what? Julie.
A girl's girl.
Excellent friend. Julie is an excellent friend. She's that like, I'm going to come in here and tell you all like before your husband comes and sees you. She has a little bit of a judgy tone when she said your husband's looking for you. But who wouldn't have a judgy tone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, hats off to Julie. I feel as though like that was such a clutch move.
It was. They could have easily gotten caught here. And not for nothing, but Ben could have gotten punched in the face.
Which Maggie doesn't give a shit about. Like, no. Obviously, like, from this episode, I know for a fact that Maggie wanted to get caught.
Yeah, exactly. So Maggie goes back out there with, like, a sourpuss on her face. And it's like, girl, you got yourself into this mess.
Yeah, she's sour, especially because she's watching her husband, like, flirt with some rando floozy.
Yes, yeah. Meanwhile, back at the apartment, Megan shows up because her mom, Felicity's mom, invited her, and and she's like, "Oops, I must have forgot to tell you, Felicity."
I also love how like she is clearly here just to watch the drama, and I think that is gorgeous.
Yes, yes. Absolutely incredible. I love this for her. I love this choice by Megan to blow off a Thanksgiving dinner that she was supposed to create for the dorm and instead witness drama.
Yeah. I mean, let's get our priorities in check.
Yeah.
That's our that's a good priority.
of David's mom takes a break from making the jungle juice to come over and basically make Felicity feel super, super guilty because she says, oh, I knew you guys would make just a great couple. I haven't seen David so happy in such a long time. He's so alive.
Okay, for the billionth time, if Felicity wasn't such a neurotic menace, like, this would be such a good and, like, thoughtful thing to say. But, yeah, like, we are just the point of this is that we are building a disaster sandwich one layer at a time, and it's just making everything that much more serious for Felicity to have to talk this out as soon as possible.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I think it's, is it Dave or no, Elena that gives Felicity some of the punch. She's like, here, this will help you. David finally arrives. Noel is already sloshed, just like, David's here.
David.
Yeah. And it's your mom's here. I like David. And Megan looks like she's enjoying things as well. I think she's enjoying the punch as well.
Yeah. Like, Megan and Noel are now on the sidelines on the couch watching all this shit go down.
Yeah, I mean, perfect spot to sit, especially because David goes to, like, put his coat in the other room. And I think David is finally, like, catching on that Felicity maybe isn't where he is, because he says, like, I'm sorry if I, like, overwhelmed you. I was telling the truth about how I feel, but, like, we could talk about this later. Because Megan shouts, are you guys fighting? If you're fighting, can you be louder?
So funny. It really is hilarious. I highly enjoyed all of this. Yes.
So, so, so good. Oh my God. Just absolutely incredible. And things get really awkward at Dean and DeLuca because Maggie and Ben are, like, having a conversation. It's obvious that Maggie's, like, upset with her husband. And just immediately Maggie's like, oh, I want you to meet someone. This is Ben, the person I've been sleeping with.
Maggie, you messy bitch. Why? So I mean, I know why.
But, well, yeah, because she says, oh, you're the only one who's allowed to cheat. And it's like, okay, well, now we know why.
You just put Ben in such a bad situation. How awkward. Maggie, you messy whore.
Yeah, it's really bad. And Ben is just standing there like, the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, he's guppy mouthing it as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, wide mouthed. This is a surprise today.
Especially because this is, like, very loud in the middle of the party. Like, oof.
Yeah, way to ruin a party. He's lucky that he didn't get punched.
I really thought he might
get
punched.
Because Maggie's husband, like, fully recognized Ben in the beginning of the party. And, like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's just such a selfish move by Maggie. Like, yes, like, live your messy life, sure. But, like, don't put, like, other people in, like, harm's way for your personal gain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad. Meanwhile, Felicity is having a conversation with her dad. And she asks, like, oh, you weren't surprised? And he's like, I was only surprised that you didn't tell us. Like, I knew you were, like, wondering about it last year, and I was hoping that you were, like, gonna get past it. But I like where her dad lands with this, where he says, like, I can't say I'm, like, thrilled that you're going the art direction, but I'm glad that you're happy with your classes and with David. And apparently, oh, this is too much. This is too much.
They're just trying to be nice people.
No, I think no. This is where I draw the line. I think if Felicity's parents should have had a conversation with her about David coming to Palo Alto and before inviting him for Christmas, a month away. They've barely been dating a month, but it's a month away.
I guess that's a good point. Like, I think that this is the type of thing that, like, I would run into as a parent, like, where everything's good intention. Like, I just want, like, for this person to feel comfortable and welcome in my home. But I think, like, because of, like, the focus is, like, on the wrong thing, on, like, and not on, like, my child, I feel like I could definitely see myself running into this issue. You know what I mean? Like, you're just
I understand that you are. Yes, I can see
you're like, I just want like them to feel welcome. And it's like, well, you know, like, because I'm trying to make everybody feel welcome, I'm forgetting the fact that like my main priority is my child. And I want to make sure that they're okay before I make other decisions. That's a misstep. It is. Yeah. It's well-intentioned, but it's a misstep.
Exactly. And I think the reason that like this keeps happening is because it really feels like Felicity's parents are going above and beyond to be like, we support you. We want you to tell us things about your life. Like, please don't exclude us because you think we're judging you. So they're going so far in the opposite direction that now like Felicity's getting upset because now he's freaking invited to Palo Alto for Christmas, which again, like if we're following, isn't this from Sex and the City, Sarah? It's like Charlotte said, like, don't make plans for like this amount of time in the future. It depends on like how long you've been dating as to like how far in the future you can make plans with a partner, right?
I'm sure. Like, I don't particularly remember what you're referring to, but it sounds like a Charlotte rule.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's like, Noel is starting to like not feel great. So he goes to lay down. Elena and Felicity's dad are talking about doctor things.
Doctor things,
pre-med things. Felicity is like, this is a little too much for me. So she goes to take a second and not realizing Noel's already in his room. I knew mistakes were going to be made, Sarah, as soon as Felicity sits down on the bed.
I somehow did not see this coming. And I'm just like,
really?
Yes. I'm like, this is so bad. You two are so messy.
It's really bad.
You two are so messy. Why? Okay.
You want to know? I can tell you exactly why. Number one, jungle juice. Number two, nostalgia and reminiscing.
Yeah.
Number three, we're both unhappy in our respective relationships.
Oh, no. It's so bad.
Add all those three things in, stir them up. You got yourself a little messy, messy, messy pot of good stuff.
I'm so disappointed in them. They're so stupid. So they start talking about how like, last year, I can't believe it. That's like when we first hooked up, like everything just like happens so quickly, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And they're like they're sitting way too close together.
Too close.
Yeah. For me, it seems like a million years ago.
Yeah.
And they get too close. And she's looking at his soft, pillowy lips, Sarah. The lips are hypnotizing.
I mean, they are.
Can't look directly at them.
Yeah. And they kiss. And then of course, oh my gosh, I like was surprised by this as well. It's just so messy because the professor, the art professor comes in and catches them and she is pissed. She is pissed. Understandably,
we're lucky she didn't immediately go out and be like, David, we're leaving.
Yeah. So they like sit and it's just like, once again, the most awkward situation, which by the way, I don't understand why Felicity's sitting next to Noel and her dad. And then like, David is like on the other side of the table sitting next to Elena. It's like, why are they not sitting next to each other?
I completely agree with you because it's not like, it's not even like Felicity and David are sitting opposite each other.
Well, that's what I was expecting to see. I was like, oh, okay, I guess maybe like Felicity and David are sitting across. No, he's like on the like opposite end of the table diagonally. It doesn't make sense. Like I would be like, okay, it should be like David, Felicity, her dad, or like David should be across. But I'm like, who made this tablescape? I mean, Noel did actually.
Yeah, but like, I don't think he assigned the seats. I think people were just sitting down or something. But it's super, super awkward, especially because it's like Felicity's mom does a toast of like, oh, it's so great to bring two families together. Everyone is such good friends.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
it
blah.
Is so awkward. And the professor is like pissed. And she's like, eventually, like, I need to speak to you, Felicity, like right this
so instance. Loudly. And Felicity says, no. And I'm like, girl, you can't just say no. That's not how this works.
Like, I remove myself from this narrative. I will not be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
But she goes in and then his mom is like, my son has gone through some real shit and I cannot have him get heartbroken again. And then I think it was Megan storms in and she's like, what's going on over here? Is there drama? Because I want to know. And then everybody's in there.
The problem is she doesn't.
First it's David.
The problem is that the professor doesn't even close the door. So David just walks right in and overhears this. Also, before we get too much into the Felicity and David stuff, I do need to make a quick pit stop on the fact that Megan asked for the bones of the turkey to take home. And I'm wondering if it has anything to do with the box.
Yeah, I would assume so. She's crazy.
Maybe she makes sculptures out of animal bones.
Yeah. Or like jewelry out of bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. I think we're landing closer to what's going on in that box.
Yeah. So, David walks in and she's like, oh, we just had like too much punch. Like, you know, like it was a mistake. It was stupid.
I do like that Noel took uber responsibility at one point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause then, so then Megan walks in and she's like, again, you kissed him. and Megan's like, oh yeah, Felicity and Noel are like making out. Cause then Elena comes in. Then everybody is just coming in here. And thankfully someone says like, hey, maybe you should let them talk about this.
It was,
I think it was her mom, right?
Felicity's her mom. Yeah.
And so then the parents start arguing and Felicity's like, hey, can I just talk to David alone for like a second, please? Which good on Felicity for that.
I mean, that was really good. That's good. A move. Yeah. And she like tries to talk it out with him and is like, I don't know. It's worse than you would think, but also I'm getting the ick from you because we're too close too soon.
Yeah. She said, like, I was freaked out when you said the word love. Like, I really like you. And he goes, like, the kiss of death.
Yeah. I mean, she is saying, like, no, like, I really do. I really like you. I'm just, like, not there yet. Like last year I was either chasing down Noel or chasing down Ben and I really didn't get to like, you know, be like my own person. And then I got into a relationship with you really quickly right after Ben. Like I haven't had time to really be my own person, which I think is all very valid. And she's like, I'm just not ready for a serious relationship right now, which again I think is all very valid. Where we get into the issue of like why this is bad is because she didn't communicate sooner, right? And also like because of that, like I don't think that David's timeline is too wild in terms of like feeling love, having the parents meet, as long as the two people are on the same page and you need to have this open communication around it. I don't think that like Felicity's timeline is invalid. I just think that they're just not on the same page, which they both thought that they were. And right. They only like were communicating better than they wouldn't have run into this issue.
Yeah. And I think it's really fair from both sides, right? David says like, because Felicity says, I can't be in a serious relationship right now. And he's like, well, you should have said something. And she's like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that's how I was feeling until right now. And again, like, I think it makes so much sense. Like, sometimes shit like that isn't perfect. Sometimes it takes the possibility of a serious relationship to be like, actually, I'm not ready. Like, I thought I was, but I'm not. And sometimes people get hurt. And so, yeah, David is fully within his right to be upset with Felicity. And Felicity has every right to be like, this is moving too fast and I'm not ready for this. It's just really bad timing. But I have to say, I'm pretty happy that the David thing is over with because he never really felt like a serious contender, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think it's over? Because I just don't know if I got that read.
Well, because she's not ready for a serious relationship and he is. And in my opinion, if he wants to move forward and she thinks this is moving too fast and she just wants to hang out, I feel like they're on two different pages and that's it.
Yeah.
Especially now that his mom hates her.
Right.
Ugh, that's not great.
She is going to fail out now.
She's going to get an F in that art class.
Yeah, that's not good. And no, I think it's a prerequisite. Like, I don't think that she can move forward until she passes that class.
Yeah.
She's very fucked.
So that's in my personal opinion. I think her and David are done. And I think that Ruby and Noel are on their way to being done.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I was ready yet for this, but I mean, here we are.
I loved it because it was like in the most dramatic fashion.
Yeah. I mean, truly, it was a fucking mess.
But the trio, they're like, they're enjoying some tofu turkey. And Sean, of course, offers to slather it in smoothies.
And everybody's like, no.
Yeah.
We don't want the smoothies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Ben thought it was going to be a fling. He didn't expect to catch feelings. But I really like how this trio is able to, like, just make each other laugh after, like, what was a hot-ass mess of a catering gig, you know? I thought it was just, like, I don't know. I really liked this moment. And I like that Julie and Ben seem to kind of be over the nonsense between them, you know? They're all just friends now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Oh, do you think we're going to get another Ben and Julie thing?
No. I think that he's over Julie. Yeah. I think that I'm waiting for the Sean thing. I really am.
I am too. So Felicity and her parents have like a little moment out in the snow together, talking about what a freaking mess that was. And it's nice because they're just like, they're going to meet for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really liked this. I thought that like her parents didn't come down hard on her, you know, like it felt like they're like, they just want to be in her life. They want to be involved. And so those are the rules when you want to be involved in your kid's life. You can't try to like control everything they're doing or judge everything they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And of course her mom. So what's going to happen between you and Noel? She wants the tea.
To be honest with you, we're wondering as well.
Yeah. Everyone wants the tea. Her mom wants the tea. I mean,
before the series ends. Yes, of course. But
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it seems like we leave this episode with like Felicity and her parents having a little bit of a better relationship than they did before.
That's really nice. That's really nice. I think that they took it as well as they possibly could. And I think that's a good thing for her.
Yeah. That was that episode. I like both Thanksgiving episodes. Yeah. I think they're both so fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really like this one. Family affairs.
Family affairs. Yeah. I did get a instant message from one of our listeners.
Ooh.
Nagar, and it's so funny because they believe that Julie deserves so much better, just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I'd like to put it out there that my college experience has not been like this so far. Am I doing it wrong? The only relatable thing in this whole show is the bad haircut and this incestuous friendship group. I swear if my parents ever showed up at my dorm room unannounced, I'd empty a full clip to the dome. Also, I have a horrible taste in men, so take this with a grain of salt, but I'm Team Ben. He has issues, sure, but he's funny. I actually can't stop giggling when him and Javier are on the screen together. Noel's too whiny for me. Ben's vibe is so chill. That's true.
This is very true. Yeah. I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for casual, you got yourself a Ben. If you're looking for serious, you got yourself a Noel.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, this might be kind of mean, but Felicity's hair is totally matching her dad, right? Like, we said David. It's matching David. But yeah, like her dad,
Incredible.
This haircut is so bad.
It's tragic. It's actually tragic.
It's the worst haircut that's ever lived.
Yeah.
No wonder the show got canceled because of it. No, I'm just joking.
Do you have any thoughts on who should get our point this episode?
Everyone sucked. Maybe Ben.
No. Well, Ben. Sure. Ben. Well, I was going to say Julie because she was like a really good friend running interference.
Yeah, I guess so. But Julie's like a drop of the bucket in all this episode. All right.
Ben can get the point. That's fine. Mm-hmm, he did a good job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we ready to hear some feedback? We have a voicemail from Temi.
Temi. Yeah.
Hi, ladies. What? Felicity said that to Megan as she came in the door. It was so funny.
What?
Elena is Felicity's advisor therapist. Midway in this episode, Felicity was even laying on the couch. It feels like Jen, season three, before she started and while she was dating Henry.
Yeah. Wait, I totally forgot how much Jen was a therapist to everybody. She just walked on the docks waiting to give people advice.
Please, please, therapy is in session. Someone come get therapized. Please.
I totally forgot about that.
I'm so sorry. I've been listening to the How Rude Tanneritos podcast when I haven't been listening to your podcast. It's self-indulgent. It's podcasturbation.
It's what?
Sarah Oda from Nora Jones' podcast. She came up with that term. And I was just slapping the bass. but this is supposed to be have to apologize. She hasn't done anything wrong. Let's rewrite this. David. Thank you for being with me for this month, but your face is too gaunt and narrow for me. You look like Scar. I'm looking for more of a beefcake like Mufasa or AC Slater.
What?
Speaking of villains with Scar, Maggie, damn, you're cold as Ice Queen. Who are some of your favorite villains? Megan in the show is more...
Okay, favorite villains, Sarah. Who are some of your favorite villains?
Villains. Who is my favorite villain? That's a good question. I mean, like, of course, I'm just thinking back to like Abby Morgan was such a good villain. I never shut up about Abby Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I think in like Disney movies, I don't know. Who is my favorite villain? Daddy Vamps from Buffy.
Daddy Vamps.
I don't know. Who's your favorite villain?
I think if I'm thinking like iconic villain, I'm thinking like a Cruella de Vil sort of like Disney vibe.
Is that your favorite villain? The dog, no. Like hide stealer?
No. I tend to like a villain who's like multifaceted, where it's like you understand why they're a villain.
Yeah.
So it's like a anti-hero villain sort of situation. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking, I'm blanking on there, like a Loki sort of like Marvel vibe.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
All right. Let's hear what Tammy has to say about Megan.
More like a comedic, relief than a villain, unlike Abby and Huey from Dawson's Creek. So,
oh yeah.
Maybe that's kind of interesting to see if we're ever going to get a villain in this show. And, I like Scar and Agent Smith from The Matrix. So, Agent Smith, I'm going to enjoy watching you die, Mr. Anderson. And Scar is, I'm 10 times the king before I was.
Scar is a good villain.
Very crazy. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my god. Scar is a good villain.
Scar's a great villain.
That's true.
Okay. So, we also got a message from Jamie. This season's Thanksgiving episode obviously would be hard to live up to season one's Thanksgiving episode, but I will say it is one of season two's stronger episodes after Sophomoric and The List. I'm glad David and Maggie are done. Hopefully it's for good, as neither character's worked for me as love interests for Felicity and Ben. I'm hoping they'll integrate Ben back into the main cast, since he's been pretty isolated since the Felicity breakup, mainly only sharing scenes with Sean and Julie and occasionally Javier.
That's true. That. Yeah, he has been kind of out of the mix.
Yeah. I think the show works better when the cast is more integrated, and I'm curious to see where the Nolan Felicity kiss goes, or if it was just a means to get rid of David. I'll leave you with another tidbit. This weekend, I was looking through Amazon Prime, and I found an old movie with Kerry Russell from 1997, a year before Felicity. The movie is called 8 Days a Week, and it's sort of a raunchy sex comedy.
Oh.
It was not a great movie, but it was interesting to see Kerry in more of a hot girl role, and she looked incredible in the movie.
Okay, we should watch that.
I know. It sounds interesting. So 8 Days a Week is the name of it.
8 days, 8 days a week. Isn't that a song?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the Beatles. Yeah.
Okay. That's all for now. Still loving the podcast, although not loving season two yet. Hopefully it will get better.
I don't think I mind season two. There's some good
moments.
The
biggest thing I mind about it is her hair. That's literally like the biggest problem I have with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I think getting Ben integrated into the main plot line would help more. Because it's like really him, Julie, and Sean are kind of off on an island by themselves in their little apartment.
They are. Carrie Russell's also in a movie called The Babysitter's Seduction.
What?
Yeah. Should we just watch bad Carrie Russell movies?
Yes, we should. We absolutely should.
When innocence is lost.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Let's hear what DBK has to say. We're probably cruising for a bruising this week. We'll see.
What up, though, ladies? Family matters. The Thanksgiving episode, Felicity, hopefully you guys really enjoyed this. I know how much you liked the first Thanksgiving episode on Felicity. So hopefully Thanksgiving number two lived up to Thanksgiving number one. I think it's a pretty solid Thanksgiving episode in the Felicity trajectory. So yeah, also I'm gonna say you should give the point to Megan that this week. That's who I would be.
Oh yeah,
I always feel like Megan steals every scene. She's super funny.
We should switch it.
I think I'm switching it. Yeah, Megan, I agree. I don't know why I didn't think of Megan, but she was great this
icon
episode.
Megan. Yeah, we're gonna switch it over. All right, let's continue with TBK.
Like the first scene, getting drunk with Noel. Also, Noel should really stop drinking because, like, he says Felicity's name. Now he's kissing her.
Yeah. He's so messy.
Also, how do we feel about what Felicity says to David at the end, that she just doesn't want to be in a serious relationship? Do we believe her? Like,
I think she's going to be in a serious relationship in, like, a matter of, like, a month or two.
Yeah, I think, like, the part of the sentence that she left out is, I don't want to be in a serious relationship with you.
Yes.
Obviously, always Team Felicity, so I'm riding with that. Or do you guys think she's, like, lying to herself? I don't think Julie's really looking at Ben too much this episode, but I definitely think she's disappointed. And I'm just curious if you think any of like what she did is like a little bit of also like green eye monster jealousy. Because I feel like she didn't really have to say your husband's looking for you, but whatever. Also,
I don't think it was. I think she's doing Ben a solid. Honestly.
That's how we interpreted it. But
but DBK hates Julie, so he will see the worst in her no matter what.
Well, you know, we'll see.
A couple of quick questions just in general. How are we feeling about the music? Because I went to the Felicity Restoration Instagram page because I definitely felt like I knew the last song was probably going to be subbed out. I like the song that's on it, but originally it's like Melissa Etheridge, Touched by the Heart. So I was just curious how you guys are like liking the music, because I definitely feel like it's a big part of the show. And even with the switches, it's good. And then lastly, RIP to Felicity's dad, who passed away on Friday.
Oh!
RIP,
that's
so awful.
Sad.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't like that we don't get to hear the actual music that aired. I feel like we miss a big part of what makes the show a good show.
I agree. I think that I tend to not pay as much attention to the music. And I don't know if it's because it's not like songs I recognize because of the subs, you know, the substitutions that have been made. Like, it never bothers me. It's never like, oh, I really hated that selection for this episode. It's more that I don't notice it as much. And maybe that wouldn't be the case if the songs were the original songs, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that that's probably the case. Like, when I watch media, like, I definitely recognize when there's good music. I'm thinking in particular, we were talking the other day about Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin, Summer School. The only thing that show is doing great at is the music. Mm-hmm. So it definitely makes and breaks a show. And if there's like really great songs or like really good musical moments that we're missing out on, that's a shame.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that is all our feedback for this week. If you want to send in feedback, shitnunniespod.com, shitnunniespod@gmail.com. You know where to find us. Next week's episode, Sarah, is titled Portraits, season 2, episode 9.
I'm guessing this probably has to do with this probably has to do with the art class and some blowback from the professor. And then maybe the professor like draws devil horns on Felicity's portrait. Like I did in the media. In the
I think media. Felicity has to draw someone and they get paired up and her and Noel have to draw each other.
Oh, that would be, yeah, that's interesting. Didn't we already do that? But whatever.
Probably. Sure. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. But I guess we'll have to just wait and see for next week. In the meantime, we're also covering Buffy. We're in some really good Buffy territory. So definitely check all of that out. Upcoming, we're going to talk about Sliding Doors. And as Sarah mentioned previously, we're doing Pretty Little Liars Summer School over on Whirlwind Podcasts, which we're not like a huge fan of the show this season, but we're still having a lot of fun chatting about it and poking holes in all the nonsense they're doing. And yeah, Sarah, you guys still have your little shameless thing happening over on Whirlwind, right?
Yeah, that we have Inside the TARDIS. We have Veronica Mars. We have Pushing Daisies. We have all sorts of tunes.
I was on the Pushing Daisies podcast, so check that out too.
Yeah, did you have fun?
I did. It was just me and Lindy. We had a girls' take overnight. It was fun.
Yeah, everybody ditched you. Sorry about it.
That's fine. Lindy didn't ditch me, and that's what I cared about most.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you didn't want to hang out with Adam?
No.
Or Todd?
What about Todd?
Well,
we didn't get to do Todd's Game Corner as a result, but that's okay because the reason I was most excited to chat with Lindy is because I feel like we had a lot of similar takes on the show. And so it was nice to, I feel like we had solidarity, you know?
Brilliant. Love it. Mm-hmm. You have talking shit with Stuart. You're on season 2 now.
Yeah, we are just starting season 2. So perfect time to jump on board with that.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it. That's all the things that we have to plug. We got
to go. Everything. Yeah. So thank you all for listening. We will be back next week. Until then, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.